Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Sal in New York, who has a gripe. How many years has the maximum capital loss deduction been set at $3,000? To me, it seems like forever. Don't you think $3,000 is stingy, unfair, and unrealistic in today's investment world? How was that amount arrived at, and why is no one speaking up about this when it's so obviously out of date and adds complexities with carryovers? A more equitable ruling for people over 65 would be to permit a net capital loss deduction determined by one's life expectancy, similar to IRA distributions. Hey Sal, that's an interesting point. I pulled out a 1980 IRS Package X, which is a catalog of printable forms, and the Schedule D back then shows a limit of $3,000. So I don't know how long this has been going on, but it's been a long time. Did you know that you can submit suggestions to the taxpayer's advocate? Nina E. Olson makes recommendations to Congress about proposed law changes each year. It's probably too late for this year's report, but get the ball rolling and it could be included in next year's. I did submit your suggestion, but consider submitting a note yourself. You can use the following link. And it's worthwhile submitting the idea to your legislators and the White House. Here's a link so you can find the right people. Actually, if I'd been awake, when I submitted your idea, I would have suggested that this be changed for everyone, not just seniors. After all, back in 1980 and before, $3,000 was one heck of a lot of money. It was about a 10% to 20% down payment on a home. Today, it's the property tax, perhaps. You're right, it's well past time to update that limit. These days, many people are sitting on large loss carryovers. So I invite everyone to submit a note to your own legislators and even to the advocate's office. And remember, you'll find answers to lots of questions about changing tax laws and other tax information free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.